The Defense Department today submits 7 legislative proposals to Capitol Hill to simplify its acquisition process, but don't call them reforms, says Frank Kendall, Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here to discuss what the Pentagon is asking for. If they're not reforms, what are they exactly, and what do they address, Jason?
Yes, Kendall was very clear yesterday. Don't call them reforms. Call them improvements. He tells the House Armed Services Committee Wednesday that reforms imply some big change, some big initiative that can fix the entire acquisition system. But that is just not the case.
What we have to do is attack our problems on many fronts, incremental progress on many fronts. Learn from our experience and then adopt new things as we understand the impact of the things we've done. And that's why we've emphasized a continuous process improvement approach in the Better Buying Power initiatives over the last several years. And I think that's the right approach. I think we will make incremental progress on a lot of fronts. In the aggregate, I think it's going to make a big difference. But you have to be willing to attack on the details on a lot of different aspects of acquisition. At the end of the day, a great deal of it is about not putting rules in place or that constrain people, but getting people in a position where they can make better decisions and do the right thing, and then have the institutional support to execute the right thing and do it successfully.
Now, DOD is not in favor of another big reform bill like the Weapons Systems Modernization Act of 2009. That was probably the last one that we've paid a lot of attention to. But DOD and Frank Kendall say they need a process improvement, and Congress can help them by removing some of the more arduous requirements that are currently on the books. The Pentagon sent those 7 legislative proposals to Congress ahead of the 2016 budget request that is supposed to come from the White House, from the president, on Monday. Kendall says the ultimate goal is to simplify the life of DOD program managers.
Give a more comprehensive and coherent body of law. We get rid of a couple of documents we're asked to do that really have very low utility to anybody, but we're forced to do them. We clarify some of the roles of the milestone decision authorities. We simplify the rules and lifecycle support programs, ACT strategies. It's very inside baseball if you read them. It's all about the detailed rules that our program managers have to follow. What motivated me to do this was when we redid 5000.02, our DOD instruction on acquisition, there's an enclosure, it's enclosure 1, I think, which is table after table after table of all the rules people have to follow and all the different types of programs and what rules apply to what types of programs. And the complexity of that was mind-boggling to me. So we really have to simplify this.
You know, and if Frank Kendall says the complexity of their acquisition rules are mind-boggling to him, someone who lives this, who breathes this, who's supposed to be the expert, imagine what it feels like to program managers, to people who have only been around for, 5 years or 7 years in the acquisition community. And that's why he says these legislative changes, of course, if approved by Congress, will actually let DOD modify its new acquisition regulations. You heard Kendall mention it, the 5000.2 document. It just recently updated that one, so they would actually go through another updated process. He adds, in the end, these changes would give back program managers their most precious asset, and he said that was time, which I thought was very, very interesting. Now, DOD doesn't make those specific proposals open to the press. They didn't make them public yet, and Kendall didn't offer too many details about them at the hearing yesterday. But a DOD official speaking on background offers more details about those proposals. Now, for instance, the official says Kendall put a team together about a year ago that looked at hardware systems, large platforms, IT-intensive business systems, and tried to figure out, from the program manager's perspective, which documents or requirements or processes are really redundant and just really aren't needed anymore. The official says the goal is really to allow more tailoring and flexibility in the process and remove those unneeded documents. One example that turned up during this research was there was a requirement for an estimation of manpower costs for large programs. The working group realized that this document, though usually done separately, that all that information could already be found in the cost estimation process. So basically you had two groups of people doing the exact same thing, and that is a huge waste of money, a huge waste of time, and a huge waste of effort. The official also says that they want to have a standard language to describe risk and a broader set of statutory language that program managers should follow when considering risk.
These are new, so do we have reaction yet, or are they still sinking in on the Hill?
Yeah, I think they're still sinking in on Capitol Hill for the most part. I mean, they just came out yesterday. And I think we'll know more as the president's budget is consumed, you know, next week and the week after. And remember, Francis, the House Armed Services Committee has been working on DOD acquisition changes for the better part of a year. Chairman Mac Thornberry of the House Armed Services Committee says improving the acquisition process at DOD is a top priority for his committee. Thornberry says he hopes DOD's submission of ideas or changes becomes a regular occurrence. And he says it's a sign from DOD that they want to cooperate on this challenge.
But again, the point I keep emphasizing is we're going to stay after it. This is not a one-shot deal. We're going to keep after it and after it and after it because we have to do better. I think the point of his proposal is to thin out and simplify regulations. So that is a good element that we can make progress on. You know, we're not going to get regulations perfectly, but make progress on right from the beginning. But, you know, as I say, we're kicking around some ideas of our own. Mm-hmm. Industry has provided proposals. I'm sure y'all have seen those. So we got a lot to work with.
Now, Thornberry says he'd like to get the first set of proposals from the committee's review effort out to the public for comment in March, get those comments back in time for the beginning of the discussion to create the 2016 Defense Authorization Bill, which is slated for May.
Jason, we just have about a half a minute left. Give me the lowdown as much as you can on a new office that would take on business systems modernization that Frank Kendall talked about.
Right. This is an idea that's been floating around between Kendall and others for some time. And what he wants to do is create the center of excellence within the Defense Logistics Agency and have other services come to DLA for help. Kind of like the same concept as a shared service provider. We've heard other centers of excellence around the government. And the idea here is these ERP systems, these business systems are so difficult that DLA has had some success. They can use those best practices and really improve upon the DOD's outcomes more generally.